This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, our series on how China is viewed by its neighbors continues with a report from Vietnam. 25 years ago today, China invaded Vietnam. The invasion came less than 4 years after North Vietnam defeated South Vietnam in a war that the U.S. joined on the side of the South. And it came after months of tension between the two communist neighbors. The Chinese attack was prompted by Vietnam's decision to invade Cambodia and remove the Chinese-backed Khmer Rouge. The 1979 border war between China and Vietnam was over quickly, and as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, relations between the two have improved significantly since then.
In the history of Vietnam, historian Le Van Lan says, there have been two constants. The first is the peasant working the land, and the second is China. Understand this, he says, and you will begin to understand the relationship between Vietnam and its northern neighbor.
In the last 2,000 years, we've had 15 centuries of fighting with China. That is three-quarters of our history. But there is also the natural cultural exchange between our two countries. Confucianism came to Vietnam in this way. Of the two, I think the cultural exchange is more important than the fighting and the invasions.
The Temple of Literature in Hanoi is an example of the blending of the two cultures. It's a popular destination for tourists who stroll through its long wooden buildings and numerous courtyards, listening to live performances of traditional Vietnamese music. The temple was built by the Vietnamese Emperor Lý Thánh Tông in 1070 AD to honor the Chinese philosopher Confucius. Writings on the walls are in Chinese script. Many of the foreign tourists who come each day are from China, like this paint company executive from Beijing. He says he didn't know much about Vietnam before coming here for a sales meeting, but likes what he sees.
I think the ways the people of the two countries live and love must be quite similar. Both countries are also trying to improve their standards of living, and both are doing well. So I think the future relations between the two countries will be very good.
More tourists come here from China than any other country, 700,000 last year alone. That's a big change from just 25 years ago, when distrust of China and Vietnam's ethnic Chinese minority was high.
If we go back to 1978, if you were ethnic Chinese in Vietnam, you were in big trouble.
China and Vietnam watcher Brantley Womack is a professor of foreign affairs at the University of Virginia.
Many of the ethnic Chinese in northern Vietnam were pushed across the border into China, and many of the ethnic Chinese in southern Vietnam became the boat people of the big migrations in the late 70s and early 80s. Almost half of those boat people were ethnic Chinese.
Vietnam's harsh treatment of its Chinese minority contributed to Beijing's decision to invade Vietnam in February 1979. China also felt Vietnam was becoming too independent and paying far more attention to its other ideological big brother, the Soviet Union, at China's expense. Vietnam's invasion of Cambodia in 1978 was the last straw. 25 years later, however, both sides seem far more interested in commerce than combat. This is the Dong Son Market in central Hanoi. It's a very large market, it's several hundred stalls, and it is packed with consumer goods, almost every kind of consumer good you can possibly imagine. Backpacks, suitcases, toasters, microwaves, blenders, and much of this, if not most of this, comes from China. China, the world's fastest growing economic superpower, is looking outward, not for territorial gains, but for markets for its goods. Vietnam, mimicking its ideological soulmate to the north, is eagerly moving to a market economy as well. Hanoi toy vendor Quan, his stall packed high with Chinese action figures, games, and guns, says the new relationship works for him.
Tại vì hàng Trung Quốc nói chung là rất là phù hợp với cả người Việt Nam và thị trường châu Á.
Chinese good are very suitable for Vietnamese people and for the Asian market. And European goods are too expensive. Vietnamese people don't like goods made here because the quality is not very good.
The 37-year-old Quan was just a boy when China and Vietnam last fought. That's in the past, he says. We have to forget about revenge and hatred and look toward the future.
今天星期五。今天星期日。今天星期六。
The Vietnamese government is looking to the future, too. State television has recently added Chinese lessons to its evening offerings, though English is still the most popular foreign language. China is now Vietnam's third largest trading partner, and that trade goes both ways. China sends consumer goods, machinery, and refined gasoline products across the border. Vietnam provides China with crude oil to feed its industry and agricultural goods to feed its growing population. Adam Sitkoff is executive director of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hanoi.
China is a market of 1.3 billion people that got $58 billion of foreign direct investment last year. As China invests outward in Southeast Asia, this is going to create jobs and wealth in Vietnam. So there's no question that the economic relationship is going to be what ties the two countries together.
Their shared communist ideology also binds the two countries. China has managed its economic liberalization without giving up its political control. That's a balancing act that Vietnam hopes to replicate. Felipe Palacios Cereda is the European Union trade representative in Vietnam.
Vietnam can copy a lot of things from China. For the moment, they seem to be doing quite well. So you cannot discard the possibility of having sort of a political backlash or reaction in Vietnam. But for the moment, as long as the government and the Communist Party keep on adjusting to what the population demands, perhaps they can manage to have a reform process without public reactions.
But at the same time, the University of Virginia's Brantley Womack says Vietnam will always be wary of the giant to the north.
The problem that Vietnam has with China is that Hanoi is only 100 miles away from the Chinese border, and China has 17 times Vietnam's population. No matter how good relationships are with China, Vietnam will sleep with its China eye open because essentially China holds the cards in their relationship.
In that context, Womack says, Vietnam wants friends who share its desire to keep China from becoming too powerful in the region, friends like the United States. The U.S. is currently Vietnam's largest trading partner. Defense ties are growing, too. A big, distant friend is a good thing to have, Womack says, especially with a neighbor like China. Everyone in the region is wary of the Chinese dragon. Vietnam, historically, has more reason to worry than most. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.